Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, go with me to John, please, the fifth chapter. John 5:39, Jesus said this. The Bible said the common people heard him gladly. The farmer, the rancher, the guy on the street, they liked Jesus. The leaders, what we call the leaders of the church, which would have been the leaders of the temple, most of them did not like him at all. And we're going to get into to why some. He told them, because they are supposed to be doctors of the law. That means that be they got their doctorate of divinity. They are supposed to be experts on the Old Testament. The law and the prophets. And he told them. He said, you need to search the scriptures. Because in them you think you have eternal life. And they, these scriptures that you're, you know, so big on, are talking about me. They're testifying of me. Verse 40. And you won't come to me that you might have life. Now keep reading. He said, I receive not honor from men. Keep that in mind. What did he say? I don't receive honor from men. Why would he say that in this context? It's going to become plainer as we go. But I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. Now, the complete Jewish says, I know you have no love for God in you. And many times, you have to look at the context and look at the words used, but when, many times when it says love of God, it's actually talking about love for God. Now here are the leaders of God's people in the temple and the law, and Jesus is telling them what? They don't love God. He said, you have no love for God in you. This is their life. They go to temple. They read the scriptures. They perform the ordinances. And they don't love God? Jesus said they did. But why are they there? If they don't love God, what are they doing? Now, refer back to our series recently on not judging. Keep that in mind. He said, I know you. You have no love for God in you. I'm coming in my Father's name and you don't accept me. If someone else comes in his own name, him you'll accept. How can you believe? How can you trust? You're busy collecting praise from each other instead of seeking praise from God only. Revealing what they loved. You seek after what you love. You give yourself for what you love. What did they love? They loved the praise of men. That's what they loved. Now, what does that mean? Go over to the 12th chapter of John. This is almost baffling, what we're about to read now. We just saw preachers who don't love God. Amen. Right? Yes, priests. Jesus said, you don't have love for God in you. So, obviously, you can be very religious and not love God. Amen. in the 12th chapter of John, the 42nd verse. He said, nevertheless, among the chief rulers, these are the head guys, many believed on him. Now, not like you and I might think. What does this mean? They believed secretly that he is the fulfillment of Scriptures. They were knowledgeable of the Scriptures. And he fulfilled these prophecies to the letter. And they knew it. And they saw it. And not just a couple of them, many of them believed this is him. He's got to be the one. And yet, what'd they do? Because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him. They would not acknowledge that he was the one, and they dare not say publicly that he's the one, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, lose their place and their political influence. 43, why? Why? They didn't love God. What did they love more than the other things? Praise. They loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Now, just about anybody would read that and go, that's terrible. But have you ever done it? Don't raise your hand. Just look straight ahead. Are you sure you've never done it? Now it's quiet. Go over to Matthew, please, 23. Matthew 23. Jesus had repeated run-ins with these guys, didn't he? Repeatedly. I mean, if you want to see one of the more heated exchanges, read the 8th chapter of John. Just read the whole chapter. And I mean, I could almost hear the master getting irritated. He said, if God was your father, you would love me because he sent me. He said, you have a devil. He said, if God was your father, they said, of course God's our father. He said, nope. You're of your father, the devil. Woo! You tell the heads of the temple, they are of their father, the devil, and they don't love God. And you see why they wanted to kill him. They hated him. But it's because he's not just trying to insult them. He's telling them the truth. Isn't he? They're in these positions, but they don't love God. Read Matthew 23 and 5. Matthew 23 and 5. Jesus is talking about them. Scribes and Pharisees. The scribes are the educated class. Most people in that day couldn't read and write. These guys could read and write. So they could read the Scriptures. They were the ones of common people looked to read the Scriptures and explain them to them. He said, all their works they do to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries. That was a thing that was both their borders and on their person that showed how spiritual they're supposed to be. Enlarge the borders of their garments. They love what? What they love? The good rooms and the good seats. Is this the same as loving God? No. They love the uppermost room at feast. Why? The important, the head table, we'd probably say. They love the head table and they love the head seat, the chief seats in the synagogues. Now let's just stop right here. People say, yeah, them Pharisees, whew, them scribes, whew. Has there ever been a person that quit going to church because somebody got their seat? Yeah. Surely not. Not in the new covenant. Not in the new covenant. Well, I've been going there for 10 years, 5 years, 12 years. Everybody knows that's my seat. And who are they, them young whippersnappers coming in there, jumping in there? I had to sit 4 rows back. No. I'm just not coming. Well, now see, people don't realize, but they really, their heart has been revealed. If you love God, you're going to be here. If you're out in the parking lot, come on, are y'all with me? If you love God and you love His things and you want to be a part and you're just glad to be anywhere in His, if you love Him, you're going to be here. But if you love that seat more than you love Him, then if you don't have a seat, He's not going to have you.
Watch out.
Well, what they love? Uppermost rooms at the feast. What if they didn't get an invite to the banquet? It's going to be big problems. If they got bumped to a different seat, it's going to be problems. Proving you love the seat. You love the position. You love the prestige. You love the attention. You love the praise of men. That's why a lot of folks have done ministry and church. It had nothing to do with love for God. I know that's a hard truth, but it was true then.
It's true now.
We don't want to judge anybody but ourselves, right? And we don't have to examine anybody else. We can examine ourselves. What's my motivation? Why am I doing what I'm doing? And if my motivation really is love for God, then these other things will not cause me to stop. Because I wasn't doing it for that reason to begin with. Oh, come on, friends, can you see this? Can you see this? They love the uppermost rooms at the feast. They love the chief seats in the synagogues. They love the greetings in the markets and to be called of men, Rabbi. Rabbi. What do they love? Recognition. Titles. Titles.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.